Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kweze kuseni mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesibili mhlaka 13 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama ngontunga milinko mo. Enzi hamba pambili.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone izwe le-America libuya lingenela endabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo.
Ele Melika selethe seyindodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. U-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShetagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo.
Umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu iAmerika ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo.
Uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugcilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika. Owe US Africa Summit obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eWashington DC. Ihlandla lama-semifinals awe-FIFA World Cup liqala namuhla ngomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Argentina le-Croatia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende waseMelika izolo wethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShetagwireyi uSandra Mpunga izijeziso zenotho esithi ababili laba benza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo i-corruption. Ugatsha lukahulumende weMelika olwe-Office of Foreign Assets Control i-OFAC lwazise ukuthi uMnangagwa Jr. lo mkatagwireyi bafakelwe izijeziso lezi ndawonye lonqobile Magwizi lo obeyichi muka kanye lamankampani amabili lobudlelwano lotagwireyi abalisa Fossil Agro kanye le-Fossil Contracting. Izijeziso lezi zandulele umhlangano omkhulu ophakathi kukamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden labakhokheli bamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit oqala namuhla khonapha eWashington DC. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga kulomhlangano ngoba ungomunye wamalunga e-ZANU-PF afakelwa izijeziso zenotho nguhulumende waseMelika ebethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kazulu. UMnumzana Kulakwa Shetagwireyi ongumnikazi wenkampani yeSakunda Holdings njalo engumngane kamongameli Mnangagwa yena wetheswa izijeziso ngo-2020. Elemelika lazise njalo ukuthi selesule amabizo amanye amalunga eZANU-PF alitshumi lasikhombisa 17. Kuluhlu lwalo lwezijeziso abalisa uMnumzana Rugare Kumbo, u-Ignatius Chombo, Nicholas Koche labanye. Sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla le-Triple C eMelika uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
I-America lokhu iqhubeka ngendaba yabo yama-sanctions, thina we have nothing to do with it. U-champion in chief uChamisa wakhuluma ngakho wathi ama-sanctions kumele ahambe, but i-America la ibone ngantha kuqakathekile abakwenzayo.
Ithi njalo iMelika abantu laba baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo esingathi yi-corruption. Okuludaba lani elihlala likhala ngalo ukuthi inkohlakalo ivelela kakhulu kuhulumende, lingathini ngalokho?
Hayi, njengoba ngikhulume kuqala laphana ngesithi mina iAmerika layo ifaka izijeziso after sebebona ukuthi inkohlakalo ihamba kanjani. So thina njenge-Triple C saqala sikhuluma from the beginning ukuthi ama-sanctions kumele akhitshwe, but ma bebone kuqakathekile ukuthi bafake njenge-Amerika, hhayi thina siyaphonga ukukhangela lathi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani.
abezanu PF bona bathukuthele bathi izijeziso lezi ziveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende weMelika akazimiselanga ukuvuselela ubudlelwano bakhe leZimbabwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ba mina ngithi mina ma sifuna ukukhangela ukuthi i-economy masikhangela ngendaba ze-economy zamazwe wonke jikelela emhlabeni lapha bahamba through iAmerica noma kuyi-finance, i-financial transactions, i-New York Stock Exchange. So ma iZimbabwe layo ifuna ukukhonsidwa, kumele ikhangele ukuthi izijeziso lezi zivela ngaphi, kuye bangazilungisa njani. Thina asilandaba lakho lokhu siyi-CCC, ngoba thina sabatshela sathi kumele babone labo ukuthi bayihambisa njani indaba leyo, ukuthi balungise izinto okumele iAmerika ikhiphe izijeziso.
Yona iZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi phakathi kwemizamo yokulungisa ubudlelwano bayo leMelika lamanye amazwe eyangentshonalanga esingathi ngama-Western countries. Ngemva kwezijeziso lezi, ubona iZimbabwe iqhubeka yini izama ukudlelana lamazwe la ikakhulu iMelika, kumbe la izahle ikhalale iqalise ukwenza okwayo?
Ehluphayo kathesi mnumzana Nkomo ikuthi we are a small world. We are connected, interconnected amazwe wonke. Imali zonke la ma-financial transactions adlula through iAmerica. So ukuthi iZimbabwe layo izonde ithi siyenze izinto zayo, bawuzama khonoko since 2001 befakelwa izijeziso, akukasebenzi. Siyabona ukuthi kathesi sokuafekta labantu abathengisa amatamatisi ezitradeni eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika. Sixoxe njalo lelunga lezanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena osole kakhulu lezi zijeziso.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela ezigabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo. Ngoba mina bengibona engazathi lobo sokufanana nokuthi kona usungena emzini womuntu, ngoba wena mhlawumbe uzibona uneziqwanga ezokuthi uyakwazi ukungena lapho ufuna khona. Kukanti akumelanga kube zinto enjalo. Mina bengiqala ukuthi kona babekhangele izinto ababezikhangele ezingakhona komhlabathi nokunye lokho, kodwa ngasebenza kukhata njengokuthi kona kathi sebethethe unkosikazi katagirele nomntana kamongameli babafaka khonapho. Lakhe kahle pho abafuna ukujeziswa kuyini, njalo kunceda ngani, kusiza njani njengelizwe leZimbabwe. Sokudengisa nje ukuthi hayi abantu nje abafuna ukujengisela iziqhwala zabo phezu kwabanye abantu.
IMelika baba Chuma ithi abantu laba baphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, yikho nje befakwe kuzijeziso lezi, ikakhulu kuthiwa badlelana lobaba uTagwirei. IMelika ethi ngumuntu okhohlakeleyo kakhulu.
Umnumzana uTagwirei siye sambona, ngiyabona ebekugraduation ceremony eSolusi University, echasisa uhamba wakhe ikhampani ubana yakuqala njani njalo ngowapha umnyaka nxangalepha malizi. Ngiyabona wathi ngo-2001 ne-2003 ekhula waze wafaka indlu yakhe, wathengisa indlu yakhe ukuthi akhulisele ibhizinisi yakhe, wakhulekeya phambili. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi kona abantu abanjenge-America ekhuluma ngedemokrasi njalo nokuthi umuntu nxa ethiwa wona uwonile uqala ahanjiswe emthethwandaba andibana ukuthi yosuba yiwonile, but umuntu uyaphiwa-charge lina afake kuhle phambi komthethwandaba. Pho bona nxabe ngiyakhuluma ngokuthi bona odabuleyi labona labo unkosikazi wakhe labo bayenza i-corruption eyinto esayisingakayiboni thina lapha, ngoba izini ama-courts ethu asike zatawule ekhona esiyaya yamtry against yambamba ukuthi yenze ulutho olubi.
Ungathi izijeziso lezo kwengezwa kwazo kuchiya imizamo yeZimbabwe leMelika zokuthi zivuselele ubudlelwano ingapi?
Yalimazwa kakhulu sibili, ngoba Angiyabona umongameli welizwe uthethe isinqumo sokuthi bona iZimbabwe izaba umngami wamazwe wonke, ayifuni ukuthi ibe nesitha ngitshela sinye. Yikho ubona ethethe uhlelo lalolo lokuthi bona engage and re-engage. Xa ngithi engage sithi abanye mhlawumbe bethi ngazalani nabo sidinge ubudlelwane nabo. I-re-engagement ilabo ebevele sizalana nabo kodwa sakuthi sesingasazwanani. Sesifuna ukuthi sibuyele bengayo bakithi nayoyo asikhulume nomlotha sibuyele sisizwane njalo njengakhulumo besiyenza makuqala. Manje pho laba sebetshengisa-ke lokwana thi ngesingizi i-big brother mentality yokukhuluma nje yibhuli inolokonokwana nje ukuthi wena ufuna ukuhlukumeka njeti utshengise ukona wena ulamandla ukuthi ungayenza ngitsho la yini oyithandayo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ulilunga lebandla lezano PF. Sixoxela ekobulawa yo. Kusenjalo uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika obizwe ngomongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden. UBiden uzahlangana labakhokheli bamazwe e-Afrika laba khonapha eWashington DC. Bekhulumisana ngokuchiyeneyo okugoqela amabhizimusi. Umongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga ngoba wetheswa izijeziso yiMelika isithi akahloniphi amalungelo kaZulu. IZimbabwe izamelwa ngumphathintambo wayo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba emhlanganweni lo. Ngokuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqakatheke kubani. Ungabe uqakatheke kuwona ama-Afrika noma uqakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni? Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela akade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology, yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa. Kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano-ke uBiden uzama-ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu beselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Babunkomo akekho kulo mhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa u-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lonkosikazi kakulakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando wokuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisithi zizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamnkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona-ke ukuthi la e-Afrika kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakhe ubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le i-South Africa, o-Kenya, sikungena o-Zambia manje. Maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa-ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugcolisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchikiyela sibonile izano ithaya abantu ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo uhlaziya ezombusaswe. Sixoxela ekwele South Africa. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ithi ugatsha lwezempilakahle solulaye abongi ukuthi baye emhlanganweni kamongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa eHarare kusasa ozaqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi nyika inovakwaneveni bayo kumbe ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi. I-Chronicle ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqaphe isimo kwezempilakahle kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 kwele Botswana. Soku yisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7 linjani wasakazi wethu lesouth endawa zeZimbabwe ezingathathi hlangothi. Ngilankani ngento yenziwe nguChiwenga. UChiwenga akalanhloni sibili. Esuka khona le kibe emashwela lende siyavulisa isibhedlela emathiplende siyakhwe ngabantwana besigaba. Abantwana besigaba bazakhele beyakhela abadala babo. So uChiwenga sezovulisa isibhedlela leso ezoqhatha abantu bakibo khona ngale bavele emashwela lende. Akulungakho lokho yena abakwenza uChiwenga. Akulungakho. Ikliniki le bekumele ukuthi ivulwe ngomasebhu abesigaba ngoba into le yenziwe ngabantu babo. Wona uChiwenga uma befuna ukuvula ikliniki igaba yakhe iyabo ikliniki behambe beyivulela abantu njengohulumeni. Kanti bathi bawuhulumende wabantu, kanti manje uma bewuhulumende wabantu abantu bazakhela njani namakliniki wona bekhona? It's not fair. UChiwenga akuthi nje abantu abangalanhloni kabayangeki. Umuntu wakhona yakho nkuwavele ebantwini nje into engayakhwanga nguwe vele kadingeki, kade ngadingeki uChiwenga. Kanti sibahle baze baqeda inyama baqedele zakhamisa izinyama esuka khona le eHarare soqedela abantu baseplumpi inyama yabo shuwala amasosha ake uChiwenga. Hayi hayi, zinuke namagwaba abantu bemashona lendi. Hawu okunye kuyayangisa mani.
Msakazi kangibingelele msakazi wami omuhle labalaleli bonke linjani basakazi bethu. Okhuluma ngesijumba msakazi. Bengithi lami ngeke ngiphawule lolu daba lolu lama MPs lawo athola imali ezinkulu kangako abantu behlupheka. Sazi nabo lawo ma MP lawa kusibo bantu okufanele ukuthi abe bamela abantu ngoba buka ke bathatha leyo mali begijimisa ukwakha izindlu zabo bakhohlwa ukuthi bathethe imali yelive. Ngabe bathatha leyo mali bavule amaplazi kulinywe loba amatamatisi loba yini ezwenza abantu bakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi abantu baselizweni ilizwe lakhiwe. So kuyacaca ukuthi lokho ngabantu nje abafuna ukuzidlela abafuna ukudla esiswini sabo kuphela abamelanga abantu. So abafunakala abantu abanjalo kuyimi engibaphethe vele bengiyahle mbaxotshe same time hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe benizothini. Abafanelanga kumela abantu labo msakazi. Imali msakazi ayinikezwe abantu abasebenza ngaphandle kwelizwe. Yibo abantu abazoza leplan yokwakha ilizwe, yibo abantu abalomqondo wokusebenza abangeke bathathe imali bayidlalise. Mina ngokubona kwami lawa ama MP kuyafana le mali lama 15,000 esezwa kuthiwa anikezwa ama overdraft kudala benzani ngayo.
Sanibonani basazi beStudio 7. Siyalibingelela njalo boChris Gandela bontongamini Nkomo ngomsebenzi womuhleli wenzayo lapho. Hayi, sithanda ukubonga imibuzo elibuzo obaba uGahule yababuza impela ngecorruption esezweni uyafuna ukuphendula laphana yezwakala ngemali leyo kuthiwa kumele kube namapulazi kulungisenile ukuze ngezelelwe ugesi ngendaba zamasola kumbe ezomoya kanjani njani kuyezwakala mpela ukuthi kule mali ezafakwa lapho kodwa kulabantu abakhathikiwa ngoba ngubani. Uma ungakhumbula ukuthi uzibuse simthetheni nini, kwenzakaleni, kwenzakalani, nje uwe khuluma baba lapho ukuthi umgwaqo uyasala ingaphelanga, amadama asala ingaphelanga kubangelwa yini. Uma uthi uyabheka ngiyakuzwela ilinganiselo South Africa ukuthi i-Eskom nayo iyahlupheka ngogesi. Yes, of course, South Africa into zangikhona beziphilwa lona leyo mpilo ebiphilwa khona lapho kubozangupf, into eyimfihlo. Kodwa kuthi sokuqala ukuvela ababona ababona ukuthi kune-corruption bababhedulula babashiye babachayile lini elingavumi ukukhulunywa kwenu kuyesabela. Uma umongameli walapha e-South Africa enemali engange-20 engaba ama-millions amadola ajontshwe endlini, what about lina khona ngapho elingafuni ukukhulunywa alingafuni ukusolwa, line malini ke lina? Izimali nazo ziyaphuma ama-500 million okuthiwa amagranti la anikezwa wona ama-ministers, kanti kaasebenzi ama-ministers wona lawo? Asebenzi na umbuzo yokuthi abasebenzini imali yonke lengaka ezibhedlela kunanithi akulalutho, ezikolweni siyanikezwa kuthiwa sizithengele amabhuku, kodwa bona umnankakho abathelefonisa abantu ababo izindebe bezihole esikolweni.
Nimbone Studio 7, simbone ninjani? Na hayi, nami ngiyaphila. Sibona nje kuyaluyalu
obezwe lakithi.
Kunento nje ngibuza eyodwa kubantu laba abayemukele i-40,000. Yebo, yeyo imali ye-fraud leyo. Into engiyibuzayo ukuthi kati i-government yake yaba nemali kumbe imali abantu abakulona i-bank. So lapha kulombuzo onzima kimi engizibuza wona ukuthi hawu kati uhamba njani iZimbabwe sile bank kumbe i-reserve bank yiyo eboleka abantu imali yokuthiwa ngiyakubona. So le mali le ebalelwa izandla ile problem. So ke into engizama ukuyichazisela abantu lapha ukuthi hayi, lapha abantu laba abayemukela imali sebeyemukela imali ngendlela engayisiyo, ngoba ayila bank statement ukuthi imali ngithole ebank kwahamba kanje kanje kanje. So enye into engizama ukuyifaka lapha ukuthi ama-MPs bengazami ukuzidefenda ngento engalaa msebenzi, bona bariseve imali yobusela.
Ngiyangithi ukulibingelela abalaleli nabasakazi be-Studio 7. Eyi, nami ngithi inhliziyo yami kuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu ngalo ubaba abawuthi ngigawule lowo. Mina ngenze ngifise nje ngize ngihambisane lo munye ubaba kwakhuluma wathi imali yabeliswelo kokuthi lifake umuntu ongakhuluma lani khulumela izanu ngalula lifake izinja nje zikhonkothe than kufake ugawule. Ugawule into ayikhuluma akayazi ukuthi umi kuphi akakwazi. Vele singamfanana sasithi ngumalulwani nje ukuthi kuyaphapha inyoni, kodwa ungakubheka kahle ligundwani isinanakazana akaqedakali ukuthi yena umi kuphi ugawule unjani.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC lisungula umhlangano walo wokukhetha abakhokheli abatsha kuliviki ngesikhathi lisehla kakhulu inani labantu abasekela leli bandla. Umsakazo munye uthi umongameli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin kasoze aqhube umhlangano wakhe avame ukuwenza ephendula imibuzo yentatheli zindaba lonyaka. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi uPutin ehluleke ukwenza lo mhlangano phakathi kweminyaka elithumi edluleyo. Isizathu asaziwa. Kodwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi eleRussia liphakathi kokulwisana lele-Ukraine. Sekunjalo, sokuyisikhathi semidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo we-VOA Studio 7 uze konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar. Ihlandla lama semifinals omncintiswano weFIFA World Cup lisungulwa namuhla kwele Qatar. Ngomdlalo ophakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. IMorocco eyilolodwa iqembu laseAfrika eselisele kwimidlalo idlala leFrance kusasa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda.
IMorocco edume igama lokuthi the Atlas Lions igengule iPortugal 1-0 emdlalweni wabo wama-quarterfinals benza imbali enkulu ngoba kungela qembu le-Afrika elake lafika kulesi sibanga. Umnumzana Thulani Ndlovu uthi imidlalo yalo nyaka ibe simanga ngoba kade kungela muntu obekhalele impumela ezikhona manje.
Khanye ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona kuzathatha itim engazake ithathe lapha ngokubona kwami. Khangelela uCroatia idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu, idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu. IMorocco layo ngathi iseduzane. Kwele uqalisa siwazi vele Spain baba phakathi oBrazil wapha nombukeli World Cup iqalisa nje uyabukwazi ekucinga kuyagcina kuyiSpain neBrazil lapho Argentina amabhethi vele asenze sangaboni ngisho World Cup ngoba I think mina endlini vele ibhora ndibukele ka-1
okufakazwa ngesinye njalo esakamiza kobulawa uNico Khumalo.
Hhawu uyabona le World Cup le ibhojanti i-tricky kodwa definitely i-Argentina ngibona izathatha ngoba andiyabona i-Argentina nge-history. Even if they start slow, they get stronger with every stage they get to. And then, again, Messi is the driving force because he needs to he needs to equal Maradona's status by winning at least the World Cup. He has won everything.
Umehlulisanto Dube uthi iqembu leMorocco yilo elizathatha inkezo yeWorld Cup.
Asiyesabo olokuzena uMessi, hayi akula daba naboMessi. Modite njani ibhorufana iground yonke sidlalela mnandi namanye ama-teammates akhe basapota nakuhle sibi. Croatia versus Morocco final.
Isithathwa
yiCroatia. First African team uyangena kufinal. Morocco. But ama team amakhulu nala utotwa kulabo German labo bani bahle bephume masinya sesadina wabo Brazil labo German ni dominance yabo.
Umnumzana Matuseli Dlamini wempophoma ngomunye wabathi ngeke babhejele imidlalo le futhi.
Lapha i-50-50 tisa lapha any team ingathatha. But ngaba le upper hand mboni France ingathatha.
Argentina na Messi.
Isifiso silayo but kwezi ama departments amanye hayi ngani yale kare.
Abesifazane abakhuthazwa ngudokotela uSindi ukuthi bangahluphani labo mkabo nxa befuna ukubukela ibhola kumabonakude.
Ukuthi kube mnandi endlini ngaleso sikhathi so kumele mama umsapoti ubaba mayithanda ibhola kungaba ngi-remote ukuthi wena usufuna ukubukela lokhyana lalokhyana umsapoti ngoba i-World Cup is just for a short time iyadlula kodwana amasobi aphele ahlele khona. Ngizithandela nje ama-teammate e-Africa lapha but sengilahliswe iSenegal leGhana banda ahlisile kodwa hayi ithemba lami sengikhangelele yona iMorocco.
Mama kuma-semifinals iqembu le-Croatia lingilana lele-Argentina kodwa ngolwesithathu ebusuku iMorocco idlala le-France. Amaqembu amabili anqoba kulimdlalo azadibana ngesonto kubanga inkezo ye-World Cup ka-2022 eQatar. Ngimele Studio 7 igama mwezo Jesus Bar.
Sibonge ijaha elidala uEzra Chisaspanda. Singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Elemelika selethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uEmmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho ndawonye lonkosikazi kakula kwashetagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo. Uqala namhla umhlangano wokuxilisa wobudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eMelika. Ihlandla lama semifinals awe FIFA Soccer World Cup liqala namhlanje ngomdlalo phakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. Kwanele mthwakazi omuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-half past 7 na. Asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-half past 6. Yimi uNtungamilinkomo, litshone kuhle.